Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show with your host, Sheila Willis. It all starts with the mind. As it has been said, as a man thinks, so is he. So when your mind is happy, your life is happy. You'll discover that when your mind is happy, your relationships get better. When your mind is happy, your health gets better. You'll even discover when your mind is happy, your money gets right. So tune in and let's discuss how to have a happy mind in order to have a happy life. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. This is Sheila Willis. I am your host. And today is April 19th, 2018, and it is 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as always, I am excited to be here. I am happy to be here, and I am equally excited to have you here with me as well. So welcome, and thank you for tuning in today. We do have an exciting show for you, as you know. If you're a regular listener, as you know, we have been celebrating and honoring women for the month of April. And so we want to continue on in that vein. We want to continue to honor women tonight. And we do have a guest with us tonight, one of my good girlfriends. Even though we have never physically met, We have connected. You know, sometimes you don't have to meet a person in person to connect with them. Your souls can be connected. So when I call her my soul sister, that's what I mean, you know, that we are connected in by our souls. And so she's here tonight. Her name is June Love. I call her Love. And she is just, you know, embodies that. And when she comes on and she talks with you, you'll see exactly what I mean. But she embodies her love, her last name. She just has the perfect last name for her. And she is the CEO and founder of Transcending Love, LLC. And so tonight, we wanted to talk to you about the power of woman to create. Now, let me take a few steps back and let me say this. One of the reasons why we are honoring and celebrating women this month, well, not that women shouldn't always be celebrated and not that they shouldn't always be honored, but I just wanted to take this particular month to do it. There are three things actually that I heard the Spirit say about 2018. And one is that it was the year of the greater. And the second one is that it was the year of woman. It was the year of the woman. And then the last thing was that it was the year of the collab or collaboration. And just as always, when I acknowledge what the Spirit shares with me and have faith in what has been shared, he always comes back and confirm it for me. And so all three of those things have been confirmed. So I wanted to just focus a little bit on the second one, which is the power of woman, you know, and it's the power of the woman. This year is that for us. There has been a tremendous energy that has been released on the behalf of women this year. There truly is. And if you are a woman, if you will just have faith to believe in that and then just tap into that energy, you're going to see just really tremendous things happen for you in your life in whatever area, in all areas that you are believing for. And men, I hope my men didn't fake out on us this month because we're talking about women. I hope you are hanging in here with us because although we are talking about things that are related to women, it also includes you because you have women in your life, whether it be your mate, your wife, whether it's your sister, your mother, your niece, or your auntie. The women in your life can benefit by what we're sharing here, and you can benefit because of what we're sharing here. Perhaps it'll give you what you need to better relate To the women that are in your life. So I surely hope my men didn't abandon us this month. So we're here tonight to talk about the power of woman to create. Listen, and this is no put down to men and whatsoever. I'm going to do a show about you all too. You know, I'll give y'all a month too if you need it. But I want to say, because we're again talking to the women tonight, about the women tonight, we're celebrating and we're honoring women. We're just honoring the who women are. And women are just amazing creatures. There's just nothing that God has created, in my opinion, that's like a woman. It's just not. You know, we are capable of so much, you know, and it's been said that if you give a woman anything, and it doesn't matter what it is, if you give a woman anything, she will multiply it, because we are natural multipliers. We receive the seed from the man and we'll grow it into a baby, you know. And so whatever you will give a woman, because we are receivers, that is part of what God has given us to do, is to receive one and then to create and to manifest. Those are our natural abilities. We have a natural grace or natural ability. To my Christian friends, I'll say it this way. We have a natural anointing to be able to receive something and multiply it. And we are able to create things and with ease. If you learn how to flow in it, it's with ease. And we are able to manifest with ease, because these are our natural abilities. I cannot stress that enough. So I don't want to go any further in that, because June is here. She's our special guest, and she is an expert on creating, an expert on manifesting. So I want to allow her to be able to share with you her view, her perspective on that. And so I don't want to go any further without bringing her into the conversation. Now, I do want to also say that tonight we would love for you to call in, and we're going to probably have about a I'm sorry, I'm trying to get June in here, but if let me see if my yeah, I think I got her. Hey, June.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, she's here. She is here. And so we wanted to bring her in on the discussion. But before you start, June, I want to tell the listening audience to please call in tonight. We're going to maybe chit chat for just a little bit, for maybe about 45 minutes or so. And then we will open up the lines for you to call in tonight. We would love to hear from you. I know June would love to hear from you. The area yes. code to call in is 949-534-0637. Please, you're welcome to call in. A lot of times people will send me inbox messages and email messages about something that we have discussed on the show, because maybe you feel a little shy about calling in, or you don't know how your voice is going to sound. But, you know, we ain't about all of that. We don't even care about that. We just want to hear you. You know, excuse me, I was one of those that when I first time I heard my voice, I was like, you know, I didn't like the sound of my voice. And to be honest with you, I ain't crazy about it now, but this is what I got to work with. So please call in. We don't care about the sound of your voice and whether you pronounce your words correctly, because if y'all know me well enough, if you stick around, I'll mess up a word in a minute. So please. Don't be shy about that. You're welcome to call in. Again, that number is 949-534-0637, and you are listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show with your host, Sheila Willis. And so we're going to turn it over to June Love now and allow her to share what in whatever way she chooses.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be on your show, Sister Sheila. And we, you know, it's interesting, we have not seen each other in person, but we just have this very beautiful connection. Like sometimes she'll do something, I've already done it, or she's done it, and I thought about it, and then I do it, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So everything is so in aligned with her.
Yeah.
And it's like I've been knowing her forever. So I love you. I just want you to know how special you are to me. And
thank you.
I really do love you, and I can't wait to see you in person. You have to hurry up and get on down here to San Diego.
I know. You know, I'm actually in San Diego. I've been here for almost 2 weeks now. Yeah, I came back on the, I think it was the 8th or the 9th. But, you know, once I get back, I was gone so long, June.
Right.
This time was so long. I kept saying, am I going to get back home? You know, and so since I've been here, it's kind of been just catching up and trying to, you know what I mean, catch up for all the time that I've been gone. And then now I'm actually going to be leaving tomorrow, going to Chicago for a week, and then I'm going to Jamaica for 4 days. So when I come back, it'll be probably the second week in May. We will have to get together. We'll have to get together.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do lunch or something. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes,
so, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm June Love. I've been a healer for 25 years. Of course, I had the gift of healing since I was, coming out my mama's belly. I do remember a lot of supernatural things happening to me when I was younger, and you know, just being terrified about everything. I was very scary, very nervous child growing up. A lot of trauma in my life, and but I had these weird gifts. And when I turned 25, 26, was ordained, and then I went into vigorous training. I did training for a year before I was ordained, but my gifts were so strong, apparently. It was like a rush. Like I had this work I had to do, and maybe I was late. You know, like I just got in on third base.
Yeah.
That's kind of my life.
Yeah.
I get
right
on time, right in the nick of time. And my life changed after that. It's almost like the fire starter, how she couldn't control her when she would start fires with her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so my pastor would tell me that I was like that. She had to hurry up and help me so I don't kill nobody. You know, I don't hurt nobody.
Right. Change your gifts. You had to learn how to use them.
I had to learn how to use them. So I went into the deliverance ministry. Some of our church friends know about that. Back in the day when you lay hands and the demons come out and all these different energies you have to transmute or deal with. Back then, we didn't use those words, transmutation and stuff like that. But delivering, deliverance. But because we didn't know about transmutation, a lot of us was not able to really come back, restore properly. We didn't know detach ourselves from other people. You know, even though God's grace was there, it was to teach us.
Yeah.
Like, we learned how to do spiritual baths, started coming in, we started using oils and incense. And, of course, some of the other church members who were very religious started getting nervous about that. Because of what we did and the frequency we were vibrating on and then going into our low vibration lifestyle, and then we had to find ways to help us through all of that. So then we got candle therapy, color therapy came into play, and different things she became an archbishop. I still call her a bishop, but at the time she was my pastor, and she just started seeking God desperately, like, what can I do for my team? Because we suffer a lot after we do a deliverance work. Like, we'll go to a church and prophesy, lay hands, and the whole church is on fire doing their thing. And then we go home after 3 days on the road doing that, and then we're like in bed for 3 days. It's like, I got to go to work tomorrow. I can't be in bed for 3 days.
June, let me stop you right there just for a moment, if I may. Let me interject in here, because I know that we have I have, you know, a Christian audience, and then I know I have people that tune in, listen in, that are non-Christian. So I just want to clarify something for a moment, because I know that the my Christian listeners or church listeners or whatever they want to call themselves right now, they can relate to what you're saying. But the non-Christian group may not quite understand. But when you talk about having a deliverance ministry, here's another thing that I know you didn't know about myself. And I'm just amazed, because when you were talking about how we how we're so connected and we all kind of flow in the same thing. I pastored a church, and not many people of in social media world know that, you know, because it was some time ago. But I actually pastored a church for 10 years, and it was our main goal was in deliverance, you know. So I have been in the deliverance ministry. And I have, and I'm going to say this, and people are going to say, what? But it's just true. I have cast out many, 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 many demons. And so I know I can relate very well to what you're saying. And then afterwards, to have to deal with the after effect of that. People don't understand what happens when you are a healer. And you are moving in that energy, or you're going to say it also in that anointing. You go home, you are wore out. Your energy is drained. You are drained spiritually. Your body is drained. And then I don't know about you, but June, I would even have, how do I want to say it? I would even I don't know how to, what words to use here, but after, I'm going to say after battle, I would have a demonic manifestation that I have chased, you know, cast out of other people that would try to show up, you know, in my life, you know, and I know that sounds weird to people who have never dealt with that, but I wanted to join in with June and saying that, because I don't want y'all to think, well, now this woman is weird. What she's saying is true. It has happened as well. And June and I didn't even know each other during this time. So it's not like something we have said and talked about and got a story together so that you can believe it. Her experiences are real, because I have experienced the same thing. So just don't, you know, just, I always say, you know, just open listening audience, because you are here for a reason. You all know that I believe strongly in the law of attraction, and if you were not, if this information was not intended for you, you would not be hearing it. So just keep an open, that's what I want to say to the listening audience, just keep an open mind. Okay, June, I just wanted to interject that.
I appreciate that, because I do have to talk for both, and that's why I want to try to use both a different vocabulary to show that they're really the same thing. We're just using different vocabulary for it. So as we started implementing different things to keep us as normal as possible, you know, throughout time, after a long period of time, I would say about 15 years of doing that type of deliverance ministry, we were truly burned out. We were truly like, Jesus, I'm sorry, I can't do this no more. I've been your disciple. I just don't know about this. And so we start, you know, we were starting to be led to the Buddhist community, the Hindu community, in which they, when I first connected to the Hindu community, I was like, this is demonic. You got a woman with six arms, and you got this elephant person. Like, what is going on here? And it's, you know, they are all symbolic symbols, and we learned a lot of beautiful things that helped, you know, helped us to stay balanced, which was about energy. And we got into the word of energy, and the law of attraction started. Once we saw the movie, The Law of Attraction, that was it. That was it for us. God moved powerfully during that time, because then we started paying attention to the universal laws. Because
right.
everything, how you know, man has these laws, and you know, God has precepts and laws in the Old Testament, and you know, Jesus told us, you know, I'm giving you two that cover everything. It's to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself, which includes
right.
everybody. We love everyone.
Yes.
You know, if you love
yes.
someone, you treat them the way you want to be treated. So you don't covet people's
right.
stuff. You don't
that's
try
right.
to commit adultery with someone else's wife or whatever. You don't. That's something that's normal if you love yourself. So once you learn
right.
to love God
right.
yourself, then you're going to love everyone else. So that set me free from all of the Mosaic laws of not being able to do anything. You can't wear your dress knee high. You can't wear braids.
Right.
You can't wear
right.
jewelry. You can't. I'm like, what can
right.
women do? Can we
yeah.
teach in church? You can't.
Exactly.
You can't. You can't.
Can
you can't.
Do anything? Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so
yeah.
what really sparked me once I stayed, you know, I was in a church for 15 years. I was with the organization, our organization, non-denomination. You know, I went through the Episcopal Church, the Catholic Church. Our missionary work was about ceremony. God wanted us to learn ceremony because
okay.
people with gifts
okay.
and talents are in the highways and the byways, and they're not being anointed. You know, they're not being watered. They're hiding. Because, you know, people are afraid of the church. People are afraid of religion.
Right.
They're afraid of the Buddhism.
Yeah.
Anything that's religious, people are running fast away from it. And so
mm-hmm.
God just was, you know, embracing people back without the religion. So
okay.
after 2 years of service, I decided, you know, it was not even just me decided it. I was led to, you know, start my own movement. Quote unquote. So serving the church for 20 years was a pleasure. It was a blessing. It was, I had the time of my life. I've seen and heard and learned, and I'm still growing and learning today.
Sure.
But what I do today, what all of that taught me was how am I going to manifest my life? Because once I got through the church, and I won't say got through the church, but went in through the church and dealt with my religiousness and my programming and all of that.
Right.
And I was able to start asking God, what is best for me? What do you call me to do? Because I've served a bishop for 20 years. And being her adjutant, it was like I was a bishop too. So I had to go through all
okay.
of the vacations, and so I was tired. I'm ready to retire too. I knew I had a work to do. So, you know, after being in tumultuous relationships, I decided I wanted a different life. The life I had been living for the past 40 years was not feasible for me. It wasn't feasible for my children. And so I just went on my own and left everybody behind. And I got a call in to do Transcending Love. Like Transcending Love came to me through a Buddhist monk who called me Quan Fo. And Quan Fo means a person who transcends light to other beings. When I found out the translation, it was just a beautiful thing. So I was like, wow. So that means transcending light to others. So transcending stuck with me, and love, of course,
yeah.
came together,
yeah.
transcending love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have been working vigorously, like how I want my life to be. So everything that I learned about manifestation, you know, the law of attraction, using the universal laws, I just went into a deep, about 4 years, I just went into a sabbatical. And I was just doing alchemy, just learning how to do alchemy, which is manifestation. Just taking my mind
right.
and saying,
right.
I want this, and see how it works, and just doing trial and error.
Right.
And found myself in the place that I wanted. I had spoke about it, wrote about it, was reading it, and I was like, I'm in the house already. I said I wanted to be in. So I started manifesting because of every time I would get in a relationship and they'd take their money with them, then I'm homeless or have to start all over again. And
right.
I really, because of my family always taking care of me, then I was not able to, I wasn't able to take care of myself. I didn't know what to do. So I had to learn all of that all over again. And so I finally wrote my book, Manifesting Your World with the Power of Transmutation. And I wrote it because most of my clients, and I am a Reiki master. I forgot about that too. My life is so big, Sheila. I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to end. But so most of my clientele were women who wanted to change their life. They were like, "Why am I manifesting the same thing over and over again? Why am I manifesting the same man over and over again? Why am I manifesting the same, you know, relationships that are abusive over and over and over again?" Which was my life. That was my life.
Yeah.
And because I changed that, I was able, God started sending women like me who were going through that and just telling them that the same thing I did, they did it and they came out and it was working. Just like so many women were coming to me and I was like, gosh, there's a lot of women who are not happy. They're not happy.
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
So I wrote the book.
It's true.
Yeah, it's been a journey. So, I finally wrote the book and finally got it out, and it's doing pretty good.
So tell the listening audience how they can get that book.
So my book is called Manifesting Your World with the Power of Transmutation. And I want to just say this really quick about transmutation. Like, some people don't know, what is transmuting?
Okay.
What does that mean? So in the dictionary, it says it's an action. It is the action of changing or the state of being changed into another form. So it says when I talk about transmutation, I don't just mean physical manifestation of change, but a change in perception, which brings a different perspective. And once our perspective has changed, we project this out from our world into the collective. And this will cause a change in our trajectory because our vision has changed. And the way we think.
Jim?
Fearful.
Jim?
Yes?
For just a moment, we couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
No problem. Just go back transmutation again. Yeah.
Yes. So transmutation is when you transmutation is when you take something. Say you have a fear of failure, and what you want to do is you want to take that word failure and you want to find the opposite of failure, success. And so you would. And you would transmute that word. So you would transmute that energy of fear. Whatever that fear is, you're going to transmute it into the positive part of that fear. So the book is to help you find your fears. So we have all these, sometimes we have blocks, and we don't know why we can't go forward, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in your business or your career. But it all stems from core values within you, especially as Christians, especially a lot of us who grew up as Christians. And there were certain things, it's hard for us to be businessmen and women because business is like the root of all evil is business, you know, and then, but it's like, but we have to do business.
Yeah.
And so to do spiritual business, you have to bring those things together. So, that was one of the blocks that people were having was, how can I put business and God together? How can you do that? So that's a core block that says business, the only way to make money is you have to cheat people, you know, because you're not going to be successful if you don't, you know. So people have those programs in them. And so what we do is change that over with prayer, intention, mantras. So there are different ways you can do it. The old-fashioned way, I do everything with prayer, but I've added intention.
Yeah.
I've added the, you know, mantras and using malas and prayer beads.
Okay.
Right.
All right. It sounds like a good book. I'd like to get a hold to that myself. So is it on, how do we get a hold to that book, Jill?
It is on Amazon. You can go to my website, transcendinglove.net.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you go to the website, you'll see the manual. So you'll when you go to the web page, it'll say welcome, and then you scroll down a little bit, and it says the manual, and it says buy now on Amazon. So you can purchase it there, and it'll take you right to the Amazon page. I will put the link on your event, on your page, on your post.
Okay, great.
So I will
do
that for you guys, everyone.
Look for that link to be on the post that I posted about this particular episode, and she'll put the link there. So if you want the book or interested in the book, you can just click on the link and follow through. So that'll be good. And I tell you what, the first person that calls in tonight, I will gift that book to you. I will gift that book to you. And that number to call in is 949-534-0637. Again, that number is 949-534-0637. And if you be the first caller tonight, I will gift June Love's book to you. So be the first caller to call in. And so you are listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. And this is Sheila Willis, your host. And we have June Love here with us tonight, the CEO and founder of Transcending Love. And she is, like I say, her name is just so fitting. Her last name is so fitting for her. Every time I see a post about her, she is generally talking about love. Even if she don't start it out with that, it'll end that way. She's one of them. I'm gonna get you together, sisters too. She'll get you together, but it's gonna be done in love.
Let's do it in love. Let's do it.
You know, love has to be that way sometimes because you know, scriptures tell us that faithful are the wounds of a friend. You know, and sometimes love hurts, you know, and if we really, truly love someone, we will tell them the truth. And truth doesn't always feel good, but truth is very necessary. Now, June, I have, you know, sometimes people have a little bit of a challenge with me because I speak the truth in love. And it's not to harm anybody, hurt anybody, but it's really the opposite. You know, I want to help you. And if I feel like if I'm not telling people the truth, then I'm not really helping them, you know. And so I've always been one of those, you know, people come to me and want to talk. I said, now, if you don't want the truth, please don't ask me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm going to have to give it you the truth, or just let me be quiet. You know what I'm saying? I will just listen and won't say anything if that's what you need. Because sometimes people don't want you to give them any, you know, input. They just need an ear.
Right.
So that's cool. I can be a good ear. Yeah. You know, I can just listen. But if they are asking for advice, I would say, are you sure you want this?
Right.
You know, because if you don't want the truth, I'm just not the one. And so I had I'm gonna pull you in on this discussion on this what I'm getting ready to say because I saw a status you made not too long ago, maybe it was about a week or two ago, and you were referring to how sometimes sisters, and now when we use the word sisters, we're not just talking about out of blackness. I mean, I know, you know, we do have a listening audience that's, you know, black, but we have some Caucasian listeners and other nationalities as well. So we're not being racial. When we say sisters, we're talking about sisterhood. You know,
right.
Us women being connected, that's what we're talking about on this particular episode right now. But I saw a status, June, you had made about how sometimes we as women, we can be a little catty, you know, with one another. We can be a little hurtful with one another. And I actually started to call this episode What Happens when the sis is not in sisterhood, because
wow.
I kind of want you to, and we're still talking about the power of woman to create, but I feel like I just want to touch on that a little bit, and then maybe we'll come back again and do an episode dedicated to just that. I had a situation not too long ago with a young woman where that was in business, and I had to kind of pull her coattail in some ways because of how she was conducting her business, and not
right.
because I didn't have anything to do with it, but because I was involved with it. And so because I was involved with it, I felt that I needed to speak towards it. Now, however people want to run their business, I ain't in it. I don't care. You know what I mean? I ain't got nothing to do with that. But if I'm involved in it, then I feel like I need to say something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have seen these flyers or memes go around, June, that says that queens should straighten another's queen's
crown. The
crown without letting anybody know it was crooked. And I get that, and I'm with that. I am.
Yeah.
But what happens when the queen that you're trying to straighten crown don't want a crown straight? You get what I mean? So what mm-hmm. happens when the sis is not in sisterhood? What happens when you're trying to assist your sisters and they are offended by it, or they're walking in so much pride till they mm-hmm. won't let their crown be straight, you know? And another thing I thought about was, and I said I was going to make a meme after this, that when a woman tells you that your slip is hanging, figuratively or literally, just pull it up, you know?
Right.
Just pull it up, you know?
Right.
Let somebody help you without getting an attitude because I saw your slip was hanging. You should be glad, I'm telling you, your slip is hanging or that your crown is crooked. You know what I mean? So I want you to speak a little bit on that because I saw a status you made not too long ago, you know, in reference to that, but you just ended it so beautifully in love. So I'm going to let you speak on that about how we can be, you know, not true sisters to one another. And we fake sisterhood, but we really not, you know, not truly being sisters to one another.
Right. Yeah, you know, I've been on this kind of, what do you call it, revolution about bringing sisterhood back together, because I noticed that we've done so much hurtful things to each other, you know, sleeping with each other's men, being jealous and, you know, just doing all kind of crazy stuff, betraying each other, you know, being abusive, hurtful, all those things. And sometimes we become so sensitive to our new friends, or the new sisters that come into our life, and we're very afraid of getting into a real relationship with a woman, because all of society says that women, you know, don't trust a woman, you'll take your man, whatever. You know, that's really the big issue.
All of that junk,
that is,
right?
You know,
right.
So when one of us do a little bitty thing wrong in their eyes, whether it's in their eyes, or if we're in a bad mood and we might say something negative, like, oh, you know, I really don't want to talk today, you know, and they take it offensively, and then I don't want to talk to her anymore. I don't want to be her friend. She was mean to me this morning, and she didn't have to talk to me like that. And I feel like when we're growing up, we know that we all get in bad moods. You know, we all have bad moods. And I was saying in one of the posts, like, we should, you know, I take a vow not to just drop my friend just because she said something wrong to me. I won't be so quick to drop her. I won't be so quick to judge her. I won't be so quick to just leave her hanging, because we really do need each other. You know, we really do need each other more than we want to say we do. But I need my sisters, I need the women of this world, right? I need the women of this world for us to huddle together to protect our children, and not to talk about men, you guys. Real men don't attack women and children.
That's right.
But we do have monsters out there because they have power, they have muscle over a lot of women. And so a lot of us have been affected by that type of mentality. And so I feel spiritually, when women come together, because of the power of manifestation and the power of creation that we have, and the compassion that we have, not to say men don't have it and all women do, but when we come together with our hearts, we change the world. The one of the ways that we can see it happening so easily is that they want us to be separated so badly.
Exactly.
When people come against something, they're afraid of it. And so we need to start looking like, why do they want us to be separated? The men in power don't want them to get together. They know what's up.
Right.
They're married to their wives. They're married to their, you know, they know what's up with women and their power.
Sure. Sure. And this is the thing. Excuse me. This is the thing that we have to begin to focus on, and you just said it so beautifully. The things that people are afraid of are the things that they try to keep down because they don't understand it, and they don't, you know what I mean? Or they got a glimpse of what will happen. You know, I say that, and again, I'm not being racial, but I'm just gonna say this because this part is the truth, and the truth is just truth. It's one of the reasons why the black race is so suppressed, because there is something very unique about the race. I'm not saying it's better than any other race, but there's something very unique about the black race. When you can suppress a people for over 200 years and they still manage to rise, there's something there. And so, and in a like manner, when you can suppress women since the Bible days, you know what I mean? Since Old Testament times, when you can suppress women, and you see women still rising up, there's something special and unique about the woman. And so women, we have to become aware of who we are, you know. And I have a page on Facebook. It's called Sexy Secrets for Women Only. And when people first hear the name of, you know, the title of the page, they kind of shy away because they think it's about sex. But another definition for sex is appealing. So it's the appealing secrets for women only. And basically what the page is about is about empowering women to walk in their divine feminine selves. Because what I have found, I won't say the majority of women, I'm just going to say some women, they don't really know who they are. They don't really know their divinity. You know, that they were created in the image and the likeness of God, too. They really don't know this. And so they feel like they are second-class citizens. They've been made to feel that way, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they walk around with that image like, I'm a second-class citizen. Yes. So the page is dedicated for you to push you and to let you know that you are divine. There's something so divine about a woman. Oh my God, it is just an amazing, amazing thing. And I really need to do more on that page. And those of you who are followers of that page, I'm going to try to do more lives on that page and really talk more about the divine feminine. And so we can kind of, you know, rise up into the flow of that energy as well, because there is something you got to know, women, you got to know, you know. And so we need to stop fighting with one another, because our fight isn't with each other. And our fight really isn't with men either. Our fight is against this energy that is trying to suppress us. You know, and you don't really have to fight. You just need to stand up. When you rise up into and come into the awakening and come into the consciousness, you know, of who you are, that's where the power is right there. You know, you can create, and I know June touched on this, and I'm going to let her finish, but you can create anything you desire in this life. You really can. We've been taught the opposite, but you can create whatever it is that you desire. Men have a creative ability too, but women, listen, this is so much a part of who you are, you know, that you can do it with such ease and such grace. That, I mean, just that whole energy of a woman is really about manifestation. And so we really need to learn this part of ourselves so that we can begin to heal. And because what a healed woman will heal the nation. Listen, ladies, when we get healed, the nation will get healed. It's resting on us. It really is. It's resting on us to come into the fullness of who we are. And because the man has been doing his thing, that masculine energy is what we have seen from the Bible days. We have been looking at masculine energy, and masculine energy is forceful, and it's violent, and it's dog eat dog, and it's put your foot on the throat kind of thing. But we need this peace, which is this feminine energy, is peace and love and balance and harmony. That's what that feminine energy offers. Not to say that we're not strong, because we do have a strength, but it's not in the same masculine way, you know. And so next week, I'm going to really, next week will be the last show of April, and I'm going to really come and share some things. I'm going to call them secrets right now, about some things about the divine feminine that probably most women don't know. And if you tune in, I'll give y'all them secrets. But I'm going to tag team back with June and let her come back and share whatever else she wants to share with you tonight.
Well, I've really enjoyed hearing about the divine feminine and masculine, because I've, you know, deal with that with my clients and students, regular students. So because we're flowing with the Holy Spirit in Reiki, we have to be able to balance both those energies, the masculine and feminine.
Right.
So I will be
when you
get some of those nuggets out. I will be there. But I did want to just say really quick about Transcending Love. Once I set up Transcending Love LLC, then I was able, I had to find a way, how am I going to put all of these things together? Now, this is through the manifestation, through manifesting and creating my world. I was, with all the gifts I have and have cultivated, how can I, you know, use them all together without it looking like a bunch of stuff? And so then I came up with Transcending Love Temples. So that's where I do Reiki healing, the attunement. I do workshops and seminars and webinars in that department. And then I have Transcending Love Today, internet radio, of course. I do every three months, because I can't do productions forever by itself. I have to let it go and then start another project. So I have Transcending Love Today, Talk Radio, under Transcending Love Productions. And my Transcending Love Productions is my audiovisual department of Transcending Love that helps people to market themselves. Yeah, so it's for marketing purposes. So, you know, so all of this, I'm saying all of this to my listeners who are trying to find out how can I put my work, my business together with my spiritual work. And there's a way to, you know, there's a way that you can do it. So that was one of the reasons I talked about that. But in my Transcending Love, teaching people how to manifest their dreams is the first step is acknowledging the fear. So once you acknowledge the fear, then we talk about, you know, why don't you have this? Don't you think you deserve it? Don't we, you know, a lot of people feel like we deserve things because we don't have them or we didn't get them the way we wanted it when we wanted it. So, so then we have to come back to the self. And I want to mention this to women and men too. I know you guys are listening. Women, a lot of us who have been traumatized, we jump out of our bodies. We learn how to live in our heads, and or we live outside of the body where we're always in observation mode. And every now and then we come into our body. You know, every now and then when you got to pay a bill, you got to come back in your body and figure things out.
Right.
But we are not realizing how living outside of the body, we're not manifesting properly because not grounded properly. And when you ground yourself, and when I mean ground yourself, it's like being in your now. Like right now I'm looking at my hands. You know, I'm talking to the Sheila and I'm talking to the world, but I'm focusing on that. But I can't do it if I'm observing. So I'm calling all women to come back to the body. That was one of the first things I had to do was God said, you need to come back to the body and feel the trauma in your body so that you can release that energy finally from your body so you can live back in your temple again. You got to get rid of the invaders. We have to sweep them out. Faces. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Right. So when I talk about fears and locks, we're sweeping our temple out. We're cleansing it out. You're not alone. There are some things you got to do alone. We got to clean up our mess in the basement. We got to clean up our mess in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have to learn how to keep our temple clean so we don't have to keep going back to the pastor or going back to the therapist or going back to the, you know, the shaman to help me this hank off of me or this energy that won't get off of me or this trauma I had when I was younger. We learn how to do
stuck
that
in
ourselves.
Stuck.
Right.
Yeah. Just, you know, we get stuck. We get stuck in those, you know, in that energy, which, you know, emotions are energy and motion. And if the and if the energy gets stuck, then you're stuck in that emotion. And so if we had someone to hurt us, and then and please, I'm sorry, you guys, there is, I thought he was finished, but the gardener is outside. He just decided he was going to do the yard today, and he had gone on the other part, you know, the backside, and I just heard it really dull, but now I hear he's right around. So if you're hearing the gardener, please, I apologize for that, but they're doing their work. But at any rate, I was going to say that, like, when you were talking about Ben and trauma, and if something happened to you, let's just say you were molested at a certain young age, and then you got, you know, you were hurt by that or shamed by that or whatever that emotion that you felt at that time, you get stuck in that energy, you know, so you're always feeling that pain, you're always feeling that anger, you're always feeling that whatever it was, whatever triggered, whatever the trauma triggered, you're stuck in that. And so you have to come to a place where you release that energy so it can move again, because energy always has to be flowing and moving. And so these are the things why sometimes people have dis-ease in their body, diseases that are in their body. It's just stuck energy. You know, the energy is stuck. somewhere, you know, and so it needs to get to moving. So I'm just agreeing with what you were saying about the trauma and having to be released. And then, you know, we have to face those fears. We don't want to face them. So like you say, we live, and that's a good, that term you use, that's good. That's a good term. And some people may not be able to relate. But when you said that, I was like, wow, that's a good way of saying that. It's like we're living outside of our bodies because we don't want to face the fear, or we don't want to face the hurt or whatever that emotion is. So it's like we step outside of ourselves and we're watching the world kind of moving by, like daydreaming, you know, because we don't want to feel that hurt.
Right. And that's one of the biggest fears that most people have is, oh my God, I got to deal with this, and I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
But they know that it's time to deal with it. And you have to be ready. You know, you have to be ready to do it. It won't happen. You'll just go back to the, you know, to the old program. So the point of it is changing the program. You have to practice it. Practice. And plus, once you learn something, it's going to keep coming. So that then you'll be like, oh, I see that. Now I'm not going to react the way I normally react to it.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So it takes time to, you know, to turn on those programs. You're not going to be the superstar overnight. You know, it's a life process. Right.
It really is.
Right. So I just want to say one more thing. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say to those that are listening, I just, you know, to stress that, as June has said, it doesn't happen overnight. I know there are people who are listening that perhaps you're trying the law of attraction. Perhaps you're trying to the other universal laws. Perhaps you're trying to be healed and face your fears and different things like that. But because you didn't see, you know, something happen overnight, the transformation didn't come overnight, then you start to go back to your old ways. But no, don't do that. If you're consistent, if you just continue, you'll begin to see things break, and you'll begin to see a new life emerge. Now, let me tell you, I'm like June. I have been working at this stuff for a long time, but just yesterday, I had some stuff rise up, June, and it's like it came out of nowhere. I'm like, what the, you know what I mean? It just came out of the blue. But what it was a challenge for me to go to a deeper level. You know what I mean? I'll use this example again, and I always use this example because it was just, you know how sometimes you just have these aha moments about the simplest thing. And I the Shrek, the movie, the very first one, there is a part in that when the donkey is trying to get Shrek to open up about his feelings, and Shrek says, ogres are like onions. You know, we have all these layers. You know, and I said, oh my God, humans are like onions. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We have all these layers, and you peel off one, and you think, "Ooh, I'm healed.
I'm done." Right.
And then something happens, and you be like, "Oh my God, that's just because there's another layer."
Right,
girl. You see what I'm saying? So when this thing rolls up, I'm going, what? I thought I had, you know, but I had to stop and I had to deal with it. But the one thing that I was happy about, though, I didn't handle it the way I would, you know what I mean? I handled it in a more victorious way. So even though the thing arose, but it was just to say to me, there's still a little residence here, you know, there's still a little residue here. So clean that up. You know, and so I did that, and I got the victory, and I was like, yes, you know, so
yes.
It was encouraging
it
to
worked.
Me, not because, it was encouraging not because I had to go, you know, because the stuff was still there, but it was encouraging that I didn't deal with it the way I used to.
Right,
so I
true.
Know I had grown, I'd grown a level, you know. And so yeah, you're going to be challenged with some stuff going to come up. And I was working on my heart chakra, June, the day before that. You know, I was working on cleansing and balancing and, you know, all this good stuff about my heart. And, honey, oh, you know, I just begin to weep. I'm like, what am I crying for? You know.
Well, right.
People don't think that old stuff come up. Like some people feel like, oh, I'm okay with this, and it'll pop up in the weirdest time.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, it was about some guy that I had dealt with years ago that I thought was out of my heart completely.
Right.
I hear this little bit of residue come up, and I'm going,
Right.
You know, so I'm saying that to say to people, we got to get that stuff cleansed out of us. And even though I'm thinking all is well in that way, but when I started working on that heart chakra, that little stuff started seeping up. And so I was able to see it and deal with it. Like June is saying, transmute that emotion, that energy. And now I can, you know, I don't listen. I hope it's all gone.
Well, you'll find out one of these days. Because, the wonderful thing about it, I was just telling one of my clients today, when you break up with someone and you haven't been with a person for maybe a year or 2 years, maybe 15 years, and you think you're good until you get into another relationship with a person.
There you go.
And then you're like, I thought I was over it.
Right.
But you're still there.
All these triggers. Yeah, these triggers come up and you'd be like, I'm gonna choke them. Be like, wait a minute. No, don't choke.
You might as well choke yourself because he's projecting you. Because if
it's
it didn't bother
so
you, it wouldn't be in you.
Oh my God, it's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. And when we get that, that is such a powerful thing and will bring so much freedom. So instead of you pointing the finger at other people, you will begin to say now, that's in me somewhere, you know.
Right.
And so,
how
did I bring about this particular situation? You know what I mean? How did I manifest this? Because if we truly believe that we are creators and we're creating our own lives, then the lives that we see before us, we're creating. You or have created in one way or another. So when somebody show up in your life that's nasty, baby, you created that nasty person. You got to figure out how. Isn't that true, June?
It's true.
You got to figure out how. Yeah.
Right. Because when I get the revelation, you can't get away from that no more. So when somebody's bothering you, you can't just cuss them out. And if you cuss them out, you have to totally humble yourself and apologize. Like, I was so wrong. You triggered me because that's in me. And a lot of times it's hard to do that when you're prideful.
You gotta apologize. I manifested this. How did I do that? You know, and when I find that people are not treating me in the way and the manner in which I want to be treated, which is very well and with love and respect and honor, when I find, and when I find, I tell people, I know I'm spoiled to my way, but this is just my way, you know what I mean? I know what makes me happy. I've lived long enough to know what it takes, Sheila, you know, and you just got to give it to me that way, you know. It's just, ain't no ifs,
ands.
I'm going
to give it to you your way. Give it back to me.
You see what I mean? So give it to me. You just got to give it to me. If you're going to be in my life and deal with me, you got to give it to me. If you ain't, then you ain't. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, people get a certain age. It's just the way it is, you know. And I've lived on this good earth 60 years, and I know exactly what Sheila wants. I really do. You know, kind of tickles me. Because when people try to come to me with, I'm like, no, this is what it takes for Sheila. Now, I don't know what it takes for you, but this is what it takes for Sheila. But at any rate, I was going to say, whenever I find someone show up in my life, male, female, whatever, show up in my life that's not treating me in the manner with the respect and dignity and honor and all of that, I have to say, Sheila, where are you not treating yourself that way? Where are you not? Because like we're saying, listening audience, you project, you create, you know, you manifest. And so when people show up in your life and they're not treating you well, that means you're not treating yourself well somewhere. And that energy you're releasing, you're just attracting it back to yourself. So when you find somebody that's not handling you, treating you with respect and honor, ask yourself, where am I not respecting or honoring myself? And when you find that out, you fix that and you will fix the manifestation. See, people can't come in your life and treat you not well when you're treating yourself with respect and honor, because like attracts like. Folk can't show up around you that ain't right when you got yourself right. And that's just the way it is. I mean, ouchie.
It's pretty fast.
But it's true. You know, I ran into a lady one time at the airport. She was giving me the blues. And I had to figure out, because generally, you know, June, I travel a lot, probably two times a month, if not more. So, and have been doing that for the last 3-4 years. People think that I'm in the travel business because I'm in the travel business. But I'm actually in the travel business because I travel so much, I wanted to make some money off of it. You know what I mean? At least get cheaper tickets. You know, and so I go enough to know generally when I travel, I don't have any problem. It's always smooth sailing. You know what I mean? Just never, never, never no issue. I don't generally have issues with people, period. But every now and then when it pops up, I have to look at me. So when this lady was giving me the blues at the airport, the TRAs or whatever, when she was giving me the blues about my bag, I had to begin to look at me. First, I had a little piss, I'm going to be honest, because she was about to make me miss my flight. And I'm like, lady, are y'all going to give me my money back if I miss this flight? You know, and so you need to just hurry up and check the bag and give me my bag and let me go on. And she was just taking her time, and it seems like the more I tried to rush her, the slower she got. So I quickly got some wisdom and said, Sheila, shut up. Shut up, Sheila. Just shut up. Just shut up. You know, because the more I said, can you hurry up, the slower she got, June. And so I said, Sheila, shut up. You know, and so I just sat there and I was pissed. Oh, I was pissed.
Right.
You know,
yep.
When she finally gave my bag, girl, I was like, is that all? You know, but as I was running to catch my plane, because I just barely made it. But as I was running, when I sat down in my seat, I had to say, Sheila, now how did you create that?
Right.
How did you manifest this lady about to make you miss you see what I mean? Because it's always about us, guys. It's always on us. We want to point the finger at
everything.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's
how we're dealing with it.
Yeah. We have the power to create. The power of woman to create. So there's a power that we have. And I mean, you have it too. We all have the power to create. But we're talking about women tonight, so we're talking about the power of woman to create. Whatever is showing up in your life right now, I guarantee you, if you sit down and ponder it, you're going to see how you created it. That deadbeat man, you created him.
You did.
But you got to figure out why. And I think, June, you said earlier, it's because we don't feel like we're worthy to be respected.
Right.
We don't feel like we're worthy of a man that don't cheat on us. And
we
don't know what we want. Can you say that again, June?
We don't know what we want. And we don't
know
what we want because we're afraid to experience. We're afraid to fail. We're afraid. You can't be afraid to fail. Like, we went through all these ugly relationships because we don't want it, right? Now we know we don't want that. And like you said, why did I do it? And then you find out, well, that's in me. Why was it in me? Oh, this happened because when I was younger, this happened to me. And then that's when you're able to heal, because you have to find it first. You can't be afraid to get into a relationship. You know, I always tell, sometimes I tell women, you can date, just don't have sex with them yet. Just don't have sex. Just don't have sex. And I promise you, they'll come around fast. You'll see a man's his truth if he has to wait. You know, his truth will come out when people have to wait. Not just men, but when women have, people have to wait, then here it comes. Right. I also wanted to give this little nugget about a lot of women come to me and say, and now I'm single now. I've been married quite a few times, so they come to me because I have been in a lot of relationships, and they're like, why I keep getting the same kind of person? Or I said, are you that person? First, write down what you want, the kind of man you want, and then look and see if all those are there for you. So it's okay to make your list for your man, but watch what men come to you, and then then you say, okay, I didn't ask for this and this and this, so that means that's probably still in you. That's why you don't have the one you want, or the type of person you want to be, per se. So we have to become what we want, and if we don't know what we want, then we need to just wait and find out what we really want. Sit back and get back in your body and say, body, soul, mind, heart, what do we want? What's going to work for us? What's going to keep, I'm happy. I don't need something to make me unhappy. I'm already happy. For one thing, that's the main thing we have to do is find our happiness. And so we got to get back in our body first to find our happiness. Because it's in us. It's in our soul.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in our soul.
It's not, I'm sorry, June, I mean, walk all, talk all over you. But there is, this is such a good, juicy conversation. This is so juicy. It really is. I got to have you back, because this is just, you're talking about a fireside chat that we're having right now. It's just so juicy, because there is nobody assigned to make you happy, ladies. You got to hear that.
Right.
There is no one assigned to make you happy. You make yourself. The happiness comes from within. You first got to be happy. They only come to enhance your happiness. But if you're walking around unhappy, you think when you get Joe Blow, you're going to be happy. No, you ain't. You're going to still be unhappy with Joe Blow. And then you're going to make Joe Blow unhappy.
You're just going to drop yourself anyway.
Okay. You're going to give Joe Blow the blues. You know what I mean? And if he was happy, you're going to make him unhappy because you're unhappy. You know?
Right.
So that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. Right. Happiness is an inside job, guys. It really is. And it you got to be a happy person first. And then the person that could go to the garden again. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And so let's work on getting us happy. Let's create our own happiness within. Let's find out. I'm sorry, they go to Gardner again. He's really going now. But let's find out what it is. I feel like going out there and saying, what you stop? But anyway, okay. Bless Lahar. I think he's come back over this spot about 4 or 5 times. So I hope everybody can hear me okay. But at any rate, let's find out what's making us happy. You know, my Live Your Happy page is all about that. It is dedicated to promoting happiness within. And then the things that happen, externally, it only adds to enhancing the happiness that we already have on the inside, because we have to learn how to live these happy lives, because it's actually our divine birthright to be happy. It really is.
Yeah.
But the really main reason I stress that people live their happies or live, you know, whatever it is that is given to you or whatever it is that makes you happy and you find your passion, your purposes and things like that. But then those external things that make you happy, it's good to know what they are too, because when you are vibrating at that level of happiness, you just attract more of that in your life. And not just more happiness, but whatever's on that energetic frequency, you just get more of that. That stuff just shows up in your life. You know, it'll just show up because you're vibrating on that frequency. And so happiness brings about love and, you know, peace and harmony. All those things vibrate on the same type of frequencies, you know, and money vibrates on that same type of frequency. So that's why I'm always stressing that people live happy, you know, happy and vibrate that type of energy. So stuff just show up. People ask me sometimes, how stuff just be happening to you? I said, because I try to keep myself in that frequency. You right. know, I'm not perfect. Right. You know, I don't live there 100% of the time, right. but I strive right. to be there. And if I find myself out of sync, I get myself in sync. If that means go take a nap. You know, go take a nap and do it over again when you get up, Sheila, you know. Because I had to say that to myself yesterday. Girl, go take a nap. You know, so you, listen, June, here's a part of it. I'm going to say this to my people out there, and I don't have time to get all the way into it, but I'm going to give you a little nugget. Listening audience, when you sleep, all momentum ceases. Everything stops when you're asleep. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you have fresh mercies, is what the scriptures say. Fresh right. mercies every day is renewed right. every day. Every day is renewed, because when you go to sleep, all momentum sleep, all the frequencies and the energy, it ceases. So you can wake up on a new frequency. You can wake up on a new, you know. So if you're having a rough day or something's not going right or you just in a funk, go take a nap. And when you wake up, reach for a higher thought. Reach for a happy thought. Yeah. Reach for something that's positive. Now, if you're going to reach for the same old stuff, you might as well didn't even take the nap. But if you wake right. up from that nap right. and you reach for a positive, feeling good vibe, it'll change the whole circumstance. I'm telling you, it really, really will. And so that's why when I kid and say, go take a nap, I'm serious about that. Sometimes you gotta right. you gotta cause right. that momentum to cease, because you know how we could get in a funk and then we'll think about something else and it get us in a deeper funk. Then we'll think about something else and we go, you know what I mean? And before you know it, you done went 20 years back. I remember when I was 5. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it started because maybe somebody cut you off in traffic. But now you done went all the way to when you were 5, because, again, like attracts like. So if you get in a funk, you're just going to attract more and more stuff, more and right. more stuff to push you deeper right. into that funk. And we all have been there. You know that saying, Murphy's Law. It seems like once something go bad, things continue to go bad. That's because, again, like attracts like. So when you find yourself in that vein, when you find yourself in that flow where you're just attracting all this yuckiness and all of this attitudes and this, go take a nap. And if you can't take a nap, still off to yourself.
Meditate.
Maybe you're at work.
Meditate.
And I was getting ready to say it. Yes, June. Meditate.
Pray or meditate. They both.
Yes.
Pray or meditate.
Yes, yes, still away into the bathroom stall and meditate for a few moments. Mm-hmm. You know, get your mind together. Cause that frequency to switch over on another track. You know, if you're playing some music and you don't like that radio
right.
station, what do? You put it on a different
right.
frequency. So mm-hmm. we're the same way. We're just energy that's vibrating on a certain
right.
frequency. And so when you find yourself doing that, you're vibrating in a funky place, then switch the frequency and tune into love or peace or harmony
right.
or something. But tune
and
into
that's
it's such a better energy.
And that's when it's a good idea to jump out the body. Like, it's a reason to
yes.
be able to go in and out the body. Sometimes you have to jump out and say, let me see what I'm feeling here. What's going on here? Because I'm going through it and I'm going to blow up. Let me come out, relax, reset, and then, then I'm okay. I can get back in my body and deal with the situation. Right, before I get fired from my job or lose my husband.
You know that.
Or lose my, something to say some stuff.
Yeah, or you know that that old saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know, and so sometimes you got to check yourself. You know, you got to
wreck yourself. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes you got to do that, right, June? You got to pull yourself to the side and say, listen, wait a minute, hold on a second, let me get myself together, you know, because I'm getting ready to get into something or go in a direction I don't want to go in. And the thing about it is once you do that, you just keep creating more of it. I don't, you know, if we can understand that, once I get to flowing in a negative way, I'm just going to keep creating more and more negative stuff. It's just going to escalate. It's going to escalate. And so you got to cut it off and change the frequency of it so then you can start creating more positive, more feel good, more peace, more love, more happiness, whatever, you know. And so I really do, hey, guys, we're just about 9 minutes away from the end of the show. It got so juicy, June, I didn't even realize what time it was, but you are listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. And this is Sheila, your host. And you can, I'll give you another 3 minutes. Y'all just don't want that book of June's, I guess. Y'all will try to inbox me or email me, but I'm not taking it like that. If you don't call in, you can't get the book. And the phone number is 949-534-0637. Don't send me no inbox saying, well, I was going to, but the kids was crying in the background. I don't want to hear it. I don't even care if the kids are crying in the background. You can call in if you want. And if you are the first caller to call in, I will gift the book to you. June's book. What's the name of the book again, June?
It's Manifesting Your World with the Power of Transmutation.
Yeah. I'll give that to you if you call on it.
Yes, call on it. We'll definitely give you a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a really blessing.
Yeah.
It's a self-help book, so that's what makes it so so you will be, you know, working with your book. It's not something you just read it and that's it. No, you're going to be doing writing and journaling and, you know, doing some exercises, some breathing exercises, some scripture. You know, all of that is in the book.
Yeah. All right, guys, you call in for the next. I'm going to give you out next 2 minutes, 949-534-0637. The Happy Mind, Happy Life show. You call in and I will gift you the June's new book. And June, I'm going to give you about 3 minutes or so to wrap it up however you want, share whatever you want with the listening audience.
Okay, so I'm June Love again. Those of you who probably just came on, but you can, if you would like to know more about me, you can go to my webpage, transcendinglove.net. You can order the book there, Manifesting Your World with the Power of Transmutation. If you would like any of my services, I do readings, I do Reiki sessions, I do energetic healing sessions. You just go in there and look at some of the things I do and their descriptions. That is also on transcendinglove.net. What else I wanted to tell you about? You can reach me on Facebook under June Love. My radio show is Transcending Love Today Internet Radio, so you can find me there. I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. Transcending Love, and you can reach me at June888love@gmail.com if you have something specific you would like to ask. And my Instagram is June8Love, and I have a Twitter, but you can find all of that on my webpage as well. I think that's about it. I do, and I am open for classes. I'm doing Reiki Level 1, 2, and 3. If you want to know more about that, you can go on my website and find out what that is. And it's definitely a healing modality that is for you to learn how to heal yourself. Even though you're dealing and healing other people, you will be with you healing yourself. So I will be doing those. I'm doing those classes now once a week, and you can find that as well on my webpage. And that is about it.
Awesome. And June also does the most fabulous braids. She does that.
She does.
And she also creates a fabulous jewelry.
Yes,
but what are they called?
They're called malas.
So she does that as well. She's like me. She got her hand in a lot of different stuff, but I think she got more hands than I do. But
oh, and the malas are prayer beads. So they're a way for you to meditate and pray.
Okay, awesome. So she's got a lot of stuff that she is involved in, but most creative people are. You know, we're not in just one thing. We kind of got different things going on because that's just how, you know, it's given to us. You know, too much is given, much is required. And so we do all of these things because we are wanting to reach a world. You know, we're just trying to make the world a better place.
Yes,
we do, in whatever way we possibly can. And so one of the things that I do to try to help people to live happier and more fruitful, successful, blessed lives is that I do inspirational tees. And I got two new T-shirts that I created. One is just kind of a fun one. It's kind of in the honor of the Black Panther movie, and it's called Hey Auntie. And if you saw the movie, you'll know what that's about. And then I have another design that I just did. It's called the Queen Squad, and it's just, you know, for women who recognize who they are and that we are part of a sisterhood, you know, which is our squad, the Queen Squad. And so both of those T-shirts, along with some other ones, inspirational shirts that I have, are on my website, which is www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com, and they're under the shop button. And so I have also some videos and audio and some ebooks that I have written or co-written that are also on that site. I am working on putting together a webinar. It's based going to be about your relationship with money. I haven't decided on a title for it, but basically it'll be about developing a better relationship with money. Something I have to do, guys, because, you know, we all got to flow with what we are called to do. And, you know, I believe in holistic abundance, which is abundance in every area, but the spirit has really been pressuring me to talk and teach more about money itself. And so I'm going to have to start doing that. I know sometimes people start feeling a little funny when you start talking about money just flat on, but that's just because there are some self-limiting beliefs there. And so I'm going to press up against them, and we're going to get rid of those so we can flow in the fullness of the abundance that God has for us, because we should, you know, that's our divine birthright. We should be abundant in every area, but we really want to be abundant, in every area, but we want our monies to be right too, because money's just a tool, and if you don't have enough of it, you can't do all the stuff you need to do, really, you know. So we got to talk more about money so people can stop feeling funny about money, because it is probably one of the, you know, it's one of the topics people don't like to talk about, but it's one of the things everybody needs. So we will be focusing and talking a lot about money on my social media pages. I'm going to start doing some money moments. I'm going to just come live for a few minutes and talk about money. So look for all of that. We're just about at the end of the show. June, thank you so much for being here. This has been so much fun. I appreciate it. Yes, I appreciate it. We'll have to get you back again. We'll get you back again because I got another topic. I really want us to talk about. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. I appreciate you so much. This has been a lot of fun. It's really been, I think this is probably one of the funnest shows I've done. I really have enjoyed it, June. And I know because we flow kind of back and forth off of one another. So, guys, we will definitely have June back really, really soon. So thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening. And you have been listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show with your host, Sheila Willis. And until next time, keep living your happy.